The Italian art house film Caesar Must Die and the teen zombie comedy Warm Bodies may not appear to have much in common, but they share some creative DNA, says Bob Bondello. They're both riffs on Shakespeare.
Start with the one that's more or less Shakespeare's straight. Straight Italian. Caesar Must Die takes us behind the scenes and also behind bars at a maximum security prison outside Rome, where inmates are rehearsing Julius Caesar just a few miles from the spot where the real Caesar was slain.
Non è bastato che Bruto si inginocchiasse in vano?
The folks on screen are actual convicts, murderers, drug traffickers, mafiosi, and yes, the stabbing death of Caesar feels real. Caesar Must Die is not a documentary. The Taviani brothers, Paolo and Vittorio, have been blurring the line between reality and fiction in their films for six decades, and they're not about to stop now. They identify the convicts and their crimes early on, just as they would in a non-fiction film, but they also script every moment, blending life offstage and on, until it's hard to say whether the lifers scrambling to their cells after a jailyard assassination are acting or engaged in self-preservation. Eventually, black and white rehearsals give way to the vibrant color of a public performance that ends with cheers and a standing ovation. The men and their characters seem briefly indistinguishable. Then they return to their cells. Caesar's head bowed, Cassius uncharacteristically subdued as the door clangs shut behind him.
Da quando ho conosciuto l'arte.
Since I got to know art, he says, this cell has become a prison. If Caesar Must Die straddles the line between fact and fiction, Warm Bodies invents a whole new genre. It's a romantic comedy based on Romeo and Juliet involving zombies, a rom-zom-com, if you will. Its star-crossed lovers, a rosy-cheeked heroine who complains about her overprotective father, and a paler-than-pale hero who is livelier, at least in voiceover, than you might expect.
What's wrong with me? I just want to connect. Why can't I connect with people? Oh, right. It's because I'm dead. I shouldn't be so hard on myself. I mean, we're all dead. This girl's dead. That guy's dead.
R, who can only remember the first letter of his name, but what's in a name, is a walking dead Romeo, as played by Nicholas Holt, aware that his appetite for fresh brains is a handicap when he's around a pretty girl.
Don't be creepy, don't be creepy, don't be creepy.
But still gallant enough to rescue Julie, his warm-blooded Juliet, when she encounters his flesh-eating buddies.
Why did you save me?
Alas, his undead tongue is not quite as quick as his undead mind.
Safe. Keep you safe.
Not quite parting is such sweet sorrow, but that's okay. Love will find a way. R has a Mercutio-like buddy named M. Teresa Palmer's Julie has a nurse-like friend.
And I can't even smell. You don't smell rotten. He doesn't smell rotten.
A rose by any other name, right? And though there's only a zombie plague on one of their houses, there is a balcony scene before things go in a more undead direction. Is that the lark that sings so out of tune? There is not a lot of gore or even suspense in Warm Bodies, and the script plays fast and loose with the zombie rules invented by Night of the Living Dead creator George Romero, whose last name, let's note, is just Romeo with an extra R. But director Jonathan Levine's area of expertise is confused young men comedies like The Whackness and 50-50, so he really gets this hero's predicament, and like the Taviani brothers in Caesar Must Die, he finds strategies in Warm Bodies to make what has long been considered a deathless tale, undead, in a new way. Remarkable, when smart directors hold the bard's mirror up to nature, what gets reflected. I'm Bob Mondello.